以下是 His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada 的讲课，内容不加凡格原意。第二章，世界十一，时间1973年8月17日，地点英国伦敦。
The Blessed Lord said, "While speaking learned words, you are mourning for what is not worthy of grief. Those who are wise lament neither for the living nor the dead."
圣主说。你讲话像个有学识的人，但你却在为不值得悲伤的事情而悲伤。那些智者不为生苦，不为死悲。
So, what is that thing which is living and dead?
那么，那个有生和有死的东西是什么呢？
The body.
这个身体。
The body.Is living and dead.
这个身体有生有死。
So Krishna, indirectly or directly chastised Arjuna that, the behavior that you are showing, it is not like a learned man.
因此 ，Krishna 间接的或直接的责骂 Arjuna 说。你说表现出来的行为不像个有学识的人。
Nāmi sūcanti pandita. That means, indirectly he said that you do not know things as they are.
Nāmi sūcanti pandita, 这意味着他间接地说你不知道有一些事情。
Not learning.
没有学识。
You are fool.
你是个傻瓜。
In spite of Arjuna speaking so many things in support of his being non-violent and not to kill his kinsmen, Krishna chastised him that you are not learning. You are fool.
尽管 Arjuna 说了很多话支持他的非暴力以及不杀死他的亲人， Krishna 责骂他说你没有学识，你是个傻瓜。
So this is the position. Those who are under the bodily concept of life, they can speak so many learned things, but after all they are fool.
情况就是这样，那些处于躯体化生命概念之下的人，他们可以讲出很多有学识的话，但是终究来说他们还是傻瓜。
Jashatu buddhi kunape tithatute sadhik kalatra adishubhoma ijyati na jatitha buddhi shalilena karhichet janesu abhigneshu saeva gokhara. In the Srimad Bhagavatam, those who are under the bodily concept of life, they are described as follows. Jashatu atma buddhi.
圣经《波达瓦坛》中，那些处于躯体化生命概念之下的人，他们被描述为 "yasya atma buddhi"。
Atma means self.
Atma 意思是自我。
Atma buddhi in this body.
Atma buddhi 在这个身体里。
What is the body? Kunape tidhatuke.
这个身体是什么呢 ？Kunape tidhatuke。
It is a bag of three elements, kapha, pitta, vayu, mucus, bile, and air.
它是一个袋子，装了三种元素 ,kapha, pitta, vayu, 即粘液、胆汁和气。
So, ordinarily, you can understand, this is a combination, this material body is combination of flesh, bones,blood, mucus, stool, urine, and so many other things.
或者按照你们通常所理解的，这是一个组合。这个物质躯体是肉、骨头、血液、粘液、粪便、尿液和许多其他东西的组合。
That we are not self. But foolish person, they are taking this lump of matter.Bones and flesh accepting that I am this body.
那个我们并不是，但是那些愚蠢的人，他们却把这团物质、骨头和血肉接受为我是这个身体。
No learned man will take like that.
有学识的人不会接受这一点。
The whole world is misled under this conception. They're accepting this lump of matter, blood and flesh and bones, and this is I am.
整个世界都被这种概念所误导了，他们接受这团物质，骨头和血肉，接受为这我就是这个，这就是我。
This is animal mentality. Animal thinks like that. No learned man.
这是动物的心态，动物们那样想，有学识的人不会这么想。
Learned man, one who knows, he will say, "Aham Brahmasmi. I am spirit soul. I am servant of God."
有学识的人，及那些知道的人，他会说 "Aham Brahmasmi."我是灵魂，我是神的仆人。
This is learned speaking. I'm not this body.
这是有学识的说法，我不是这个身体。
So Krishna is chastising Arjuna because he has accepted his becoming his disciple.
Krishna 在责骂阿尊呢，因为他已经接受他成为自己的门徒。
So the spiritual master has the right to chastise the disciple for right direction, like the teacher, like the father.
所以灵性导师有权利责骂门徒，我给予他正确的指导，就像一个教师或者像父亲。
Similarly, although Krishna and Arjuna are friends, but Arjuna has accepted him as spiritual master, there should not be any compromising words as it is done between friend and friend. The right thing must be said.
同样的，虽然 Arjuna 和 Krishna 是朋友，但是 Arjuna 接受他为灵性导师，他们之间就不再应该有像通常朋友和朋友之间那样的妥协的话语了，必须要说出正确的话了。
That you are wrong. Don't talk nonsense.Talking like very learned man, but you do not know anything.
嗯，鸡，你错了，不要胡说八道了。虽然说起话来像个有学识的人，但你什么都不知道。
Why I do not know?
为什么说我不知道呢？
Because this body, while living, avatasun.
因为这个身体当他活着的时候 ，avatasun.
Avatasun means.The living force.
Asun 意思是生命力。
While the living force is there, and while the living force is gone, two conditions.
当生命力在那里，或者当生命力离开了，这是两种状况。
This body is moving very nicely because the living force is there.
这个身体能够很好的活动。因为其中有生命力。
And as soon as the living force is gone out, this nice body will no longer.
一旦生命离开了，这个美好的身体便不再能活动了。
Oh, it will decompose.
它会分解。
Dust thou art, dust thou beest.
你来自尘土，终究归于尘土。
Again become, it is called panchabhut.
再次成为那些，特别称为 Panchabhut，
mix with the earth，
和土混合在一起。
Earth, water, fire, air, sky, these five gross elements are the ingredients of this body.
土、水、火、气、空，这五种塑造元素是这个身体的原料。
So as soon as the soul is out of this body again, conservation of the energy.
一旦灵魂离开了这身体就再次成为这些元素，就是能量的守恒。
The earthly energy goes to the earth, the waterly energy goes to the water. It is a combination of earth, water, air, fire.
土的能量回到土里去，水的能量回到水里去，它是土、水、火，空气、火等等的组合。
So they become decomposed.
所以他们就分解了。
And become distributed to different elements.
并且被分配回不同的元素中去。
And that is the scientific law. It is called conservation of energy.
这是科学的定律，被称为能量的守恒。
The energy is never lost.
能量永远也不会丧失。
It comes back again to the original store.
它再次回到原始的储藏中去了。
So Krishna says, this body, either in living force or without living force. Without living force, it is called dead. With living force, it is called living.
Krishna 说，这个身体或者有生命力，或者没有生命力。当它没有生命力的时候，被称为死了；有生命力的时候，被称为活着。
Living. In both the conditions, a learned man means one who knows Brahma Bhuta, one who knows Brahma, one who has realized Brahma.
在同样两种状况下，一个有学识的人，有学识的人意味着一个人知道 Brahma Bhuta 的人，即他知道 Brahma, 他觉悟了 Brahma.
Brahma Bhuta Prasannatma. As soon as one is on the stage of Brahma Bhuta state, he can understand that I am not this body. I am separate from this body.
一旦一个人到了 Brahma Bhuta 的层面，他便能够理解，我不是这个身体，我和这个身体是分离的。
This knowledge was very common knowledge.
这个知识是非常普通的知识。
At least we can see 5,000 years ago, that the Kshatriyas were fighting severely one another, but still they are not in bodily concept of life.
至少我们可以看到5,000年以前 Satra 他们之间激烈的战斗，但是他们仍旧不在躯体化生命概念之中。
So Arjuna, being Kshatriya, is so much embarrassed with the bodily concept of life. Therefore, Krishna chastised him that you are not a very learned man. You are talking just like a learned man, but you are not learned.
Arjuna is a chacha, but he is very concerned with the body of the concept. So Krishna chastised him, you are not a learned man. 虽然你讲话像个有学识的人，但你并不是有学识的人。
So this conclusion is to be taken by us.
所以我们应该接受这个结论。
That anyone within this world, if he has got bodily concept of life, he is not a learned.
即这个世界中的任何一个人，如果他有躯体化生命概念，那么他便不是一个有学识的人。
He is a fool.
他是个傻瓜。
So this world, at the present moment, at least, it is a fool's paradise.
这个世界至少在现在是愚人的天堂。
Nobody is learned because everyone is working under the bodily concept of life. This is chastised. This is the first chastisement.
没有人有学识，因为每一个人都在具体化生命概念之下工作。这是 Krishna 给予他的第一个责骂。
Just like before giving lesson, if the student is writing or reading wrongly, then the teacher immediately says, you fool, it is not like this. It should be like this.
正如在开始上课的时候，如果学生写错了或者读错了，老师立即就会说，你这个傻瓜，不是这样的，应该是这样的。
So the first day, Krishna took in educating Arjuna. The Bhagavad Gita is now being actually spoken, Bhagavan was.
这是Krishna开始教育Arjuna的第一步。 Bhagavan Vacha.
The first basic principle is explained to Arjuna that you do not know anything. Don't talk just like a learned man.
像Arjuna解释的第一个原则是, 你什么都不懂, 不要装作一个有学识的人那样讲话。
But actually that is our own. You know, every one of us in the same position.
事实上, 我们的每一个人都处于同样的情况之下。
Just like yesterday, two boys came.
好比昨天来了两个男孩。
No philosophy talking like nonsense, starvation, as if he has taken, what is called, contract. For stopping starvation.
没有哲学，竟是胡说八道，饥饿。那成为什么？成为停止饥饿的契约。
He is starving, everyone is starving, this law, the nature will go on.
他在受饿，每个人都在受饿，这个法律，这个自然会继续下去。
Somebody, because there are three qualities of the nature. Satagun, Rajagun, Tamagun.
因为这个自然有三种智, Satvaguna, Rajaguna, Tamaguna.
So, the natural laws will go on under the three laws.
自然定律会在这三条定律之下继续下去。
Therefore, always we shall find three classes or three status of living conditions. That will be explained in Bhagavad Gita.
因此我们总是能发现三种状况、三种阶段的生活条件，这在《不加梵歌》中会解释。
Even everywhere, there are different species of life.
在每一处都有不同的种族的生命。
Everywhere these three qualities are working.
在每一处都有这三种智在起作用。
Just like there are some good trees.
正如有些很好的树。
Good trees means which are producing nice fruits and flowers.
好树意味着它能够产生好的水果和花朵。
They're good trees.
它们是好树。
And there are trees, no fruit, no flower, very long standing, no use. No useful purpose.
有些树不结果不开花，却能活很长时间，没有任何有用的目的。
I've seen in Los Angeles big palm trees, very long, but there is no fruit.
我在洛杉矶见过一些非常非常高大的棕榈树，但却没有果实。
In India, there are palm trees like that. They bear fruit, very nice fruit, tall, big, very sweet fruit.
在印度有些棕榈树像那样，但它们结果非常美好的果实，tall。
So any tree which does not give us nice fruit or nice flower, that is sinful.
任何树如果不能给我们提供好的果实或者好的花朵，那便是罪恶的。
Amongst the trees also, there are pious trees, there are sinful trees. Amongst the animals also, there are pious animals, sinful animals.
在树中间也有虔诚的树，罪恶的树。在动物之中也有虔诚的动物，罪恶的动物。
Just like dog and the cow.
比如说狗和母牛。
Cow is pious animal. And the dog is sinful animal.
母牛是虔诚的动物，狗是罪恶的动物。
So nature's, amongst the birds, this crow is sinful bird. And the ducks, the white swan, they are pious.
在鸟类之中，乌鸦是罪恶的鸟，而鸭子、白天鹅，它们是虔诚的鸟。
The peacocks,
还有 孔雀也是。
So, similarly, in the human society also, there are pious men and sinful men.
历史的，在人类社会中也有虔诚的人和罪恶的人。
Those who are pious, they have got different position.
那些虔诚的人，他们有不同的状况。
Janmaisajya Sutta 3, pious man means born in very good family, rich family.
虔诚的人意味着出生在很好的家庭，富有的家庭。
Janmaisajya, Aisajya means riches, opulence. Janma, first class aristocratic family, Brahman family.
Aishwarya 意思是富有的、富裕。Janma 是一流的贵族的家庭 ，Brahmana 的家庭。
Janma, Aisajya, Sutta, educated, highly educated.
Sutta 受教育的，受到高度教育的。
Sri, beautiful.
是美丽的。
These are the signs of pious life.
这些便是虔诚生活的迹象。
And similarly, just the opposite, ugly, no education, born in poor family, a low grade family, poor. These are the things.
同样的，相反的便是丑陋的，没有教育的，出生在贫穷的或者低等的家庭里。
So, either you take human life, or animal life, or bird's life, beast life, tree's life, anywhere you go, these three laws are working.
因此，无论你是有人类的生命，或者动物的生命，或者鸟的生命，兽类的、树的等等，无论你去哪里，这三种规律都在起作用。
Goodness, passion, and ignorance.
善良、情欲和愚昧。
Therefore, always there must be three classes.
因此，无论在哪里，总是有这三类。
Middle class, high class, and lower class.
中等阶级、高等阶级和低等阶级。
That must be.
必定会有的。
So you cannot make one classless. That is not possible.
所以你不可能消灭这一切。区别，这是不可能的。
So long the bodily concept of life is there, there must be these three classes. High class, middle class, and lower class.
只要还有具体化的生命概念，便肯定会有这三类，高等的、中等的和低等的。
So, those who are condemned,they must suffer.
那些受谴责的人，他们必定要受苦。
Everyone is condemned in this material world.
在这个物质世界里，每个人都是遭受谴责的。
Well, first class condemned, second class condemned, third class condemned.
但也有一流的被谴责，二流的，三流的。
So you will find this first class, second class, third, you cannot stop it.
所以你会发现第一等的、第二等的、第三等的，你不可能消灭这些。
Just like in Bombay, sometimes I sold to my disciples. Say, in 1935 means about 50 years ago.
但如在孟买，有时候我指给我们门徒看的，比如说在1935年意味着大约50年以前。
50 years ago, when I was in Bombay,that time I was doing some business.
50年以前，当我在孟买的时候，我在做一些生意。
So a class of men, they were living on footpath.
有一个阶层的人，他们是住在人行道上。
Their home is on the footpath. They have got a box or a bag and lying on the footpath and eating on the footpath. Their everything on the footpath.
他们的家是在人行道上，他们弄到一个箱子或者袋子，就躺在人行道上，并且在人行道上吃饭。他们的一切都在人行道上。
Now, the same class of men are still there.
现在在那儿仍旧有同类的同样的这一类的人。
Now, economically, 50 years ago, the value of money, was greater.
从经济上看，在五十年以前，钱的价值要大一些。
At that time, 50 years ago, we are purchasing, say, ghee, at most 1 rupee per kilo.
在那个时候，五十年以前，如果我们购买 ghee 的话，最多是一公斤一个卢皮。
So now you cannot get first class ghee unless you pay 25 rupees per kilo.
现在，除非你花一公斤25卢皮，你买不到一流的 ghee。
So the value of money has decreased.
所以钱的价值下降了。
That means, in other words, people are getting more money.
那意味着换句话说，人们在得到更多的钱。
Formerly, one servant was engaged 10 rupees or 12 rupees per month.
先前雇一个仆人，几个月十个卢比，十二个卢比。
Now you cannot get a servant unless you pay 100 rupees.
现在你得花100个卢比才能雇到一个仆人。
So in that comparison, everyone is getting more money, but still the condition is the same.
所以相比之下，每个人都在得到更多的钱，但是状况仍旧是同样的。
Condition is the same. This will go on. If you get more money,the other circumstances will force you to remain in the same condition as you were 50 years ago.
条件还是同样的，这会继续下去。即便你得到更多的钱，其他的状况会迫使你仍旧和你五十年以前同样的条件下生活。
Because you are destined.
因为你注定要这样的。
This is called destiny.
这被称为命运。
You cannot change your destiny.That is not possible.
你不可能改变你的命运，那是不可能的。
Therefore, Bhagava says that do not try to change your destiny.
因此 ，Bhagavata 说不要试图改变你的命运。
Everyone is trying to change the destiny.
每个人都在试图改变他的命运。
I'm poor man. I must be very rich man.
我是个穷人，我一定要成为一个富人。
You cannot change your destiny.
但是你无法改变你的命运。
Tasyaiva hita prajatita kovida nalabhate jad bhavatam uparajatha. In this world, we are, every one of us, bound up by the laws of karma.
在这个世界中，我们每一个人都被 karma 命运的定律所捆绑着。
Destiny.We have got our destiny, so much happiness, so much distress, we must have.
我们有自己的命运，有这么多的快乐，这么多的痛苦，我们必定会有的。
Because this is a mixture of happiness and distress.
因为这是快乐和痛苦的混合物。
Here you cannot have unadulterated happiness, that is not possible in this way. Unadulterated happiness, real happiness, can be achieved in the spiritual world.
这你不可能得到不掺杂的快乐，这是不可能的。在这儿不掺杂的快乐，真正的快乐是可能在灵性世界里得到，
not in the material world.
不是在这个物质世界。
The certain amount of happiness and certain amount of distress you have to enjoy and suffer.
一定数量的快乐和一定数量的痛苦，我们必定要享受或者承受。
You cannot change it.
你改变不了这点。
This is the law of nature, in this material.
这是这个物质世界里的自然的定律。
Therefore, Bhagava says that, Tasyaiva hita prajatita kovida nalabhate jad bhavatam uparajata. People are wandering within this material world, living entity, in different forms of life, under different conditions of life.
因此, 巴格瓦特中说, 人们在这个物质世界里漫游, 生物体在不同的生命条件下, 在不同的种族的生命中漫游。
But they are not getting the information of Krishna. That is their misfortune.
但是他们却没有得到Krishna的讯息, 这是他们的不幸。
So one who is fortunate during this period or continuous wandering in different species of life and different planets, he contacts another devotee, Guru Krishna.
但是他们却没有得到Krishna的讯息, 这是他们的不幸。一个幸运的人在这个不停不同的星球, 不同种族的生命中不断的漫游过程当中, 会接触到另外一个奉献者, Guru Krishna.
Or one who is actually anxious to unite with the Supreme Lord. How one gets this consciousness? By associating with devotees.
或者一个人真正的非常急切的要想和至尊的主结合, 他怎么得到这种知觉呢? 通过和奉献者的联谊。
Just like we are holding this class.
正如我们讲这堂课,
even those who are not devotees, outsiders, if they come, they can also understand. Then he becomes, one becomes very seriously anxious. How to understand God, how to go back to home, back to Godhead. Then Krishna immediately helps.
即便他们不是奉献者, 是外面的人, 如果他们来到这里, 他们也能够理解, 他们也会 变得非常急切地要想了解神, 要想知道如何回归家园, 回归神, 那样 Krishna 立即就会帮助他们。
This is the process. Krishna is there within your heart.
过程就是这样, Krishna 在你的心中。
As soon as you become little serious, immediately Krishna is ready. Krishna is ready, he is sitting with you as a friend.
一旦你变得有一点认真, 立即 Krishna就准备好了, Krishna总是准备好的, 他坐在你的心中, 作为朋友和你坐在一起。
Simply looking for the opportunity when you will come back to me. That is Krishna.
他只是在等待机会, 你能够回归他, 那边是 Krishna.
He's always sitting with you, but we are not willing to go back to home, back to garden.
他总是和你坐在一起, 但是我们却不愿意回归家园, 回归神。
We want to become God in this material.
我们想在这个物质世界中成为神。
This is our position.
那边是我们的状况。
Instead of going back to home, back to Godhead, live with God, we want to become God here.
我们不想回归家园, 回归神, 和生活在一起, 却想在这里成为神。
That is our position. Therefore you are suffering.
那边是我们的状况, 因此我们都在受苦。
Here you can, nowhere you cannot be God.
在任何地方你都不可能成为神。
God is one.
神只有一个。
Nobody can be equal or above him.
没有人可以和他平等或者超过他。
Everyone must be subordinate to God.
每个人都必须服从神。
Therefore, those who are not learned, foolish people, they are trying to be happy in this material world by adjustment and becoming himself God.
因此那些没有学识的人, 愚蠢的人, 他们试图在这个物质世界里生活得快乐, 通过调整或通过自己成为神。
This is atheism and this is demoniac tendency.
这是无神论。 这是恶魔的倾向。
But those who are advanced in knowledge, they know that we are eternally servant of God. We cannot become God. Better to remain servant of God. That is our happiness.
但是那些在知识中进步的人, 他们知道, 我们是神的永恒的仆人, 我们不可能成为神, 最好还是当神的仆人, 那是我们的快乐。
So those who are in the bodily concept of life, they cannot advance in this real knowledge that we are eternally servant of God.
所以那些处于躯体化生命概念中的人, 他们不可能在这真正的知识中进步, 即我们是神的永恒的仆人。
Our constitutional position is like that.
我们的原本地位是那样的。
If we do not serve God, we do not agree, we are servant of God. But if we deny, then no, I am not servant. So that means I become servant of Maya.
如果我们不服务神, 我们不同意说我们是神的仆人, 如果我们否认这点, 说不, 我不是仆人, 那便意味着我成了玛雅的仆人。
Servant I will have to remain.
我注定是要当仆人的。
That is my constitutional position.
那是我的原本地位。
One must first of all understand what is his identity.
所以一个人首先必须知道, 必须理解他的身份。
So this is the beginning of a lesson given by Krishna that you are lamenting for this body. This is not your identity. You are wrongly thinking.
所以这便是 Krishna 上的一课的开始, 即你在为这个躯体悲伤, 这并不是你的身份, 这不是你的身份, 你想错了。
Just like if your coat is somehow or other destroyed, that does not mean that you are destroyed.
正如如果你的外衣不知怎么的被毁坏了，这并不意味着你被毁坏了。
If your car by accident is broken, that does not mean that you are finished.
如果你的车子坏了，这并不意味着你完蛋了。
Sometimes we get accident. That is another thing.
有时候我们出车祸，那是另外一件事情。
But I am not the car. I am not this body. I am not this coat.
但我并不是这辆车，我不是这个身体，我不是这件外衣。
This is real knowledge.
这是真正的知识。
Although sometimes we become little sorry, but the identity is different.
虽然有时候我们会有些伤心，但这个身份是不同的。
So Krishna says that you are talking like learned man, but you do not know your identity. You are not this body.
因此 Krishna 说，虽然你讲话像个有学识的人，你并不知道你的身份，你不是这个躯体。
This is the summary information.
这是总结性的讯息。
So anyone who is not in perfect knowledge, he should not take the position of talking like a learned man. That is cheating and that is foolishness.
如果一个人不处于完美的姿势中, 他便不应该装作一个有学识的人那样谈话, 这是欺骗, 这是愚蠢。
First of all, you know things as they are.
首先你必须知道事情的事物的本来面目,
then talk.
然后再说话。
Otherwise, it is said that it is better not to talk than to talk foolish.
不然的话, 与其愚蠢的谈话, 还不如不说话。
It is better to stop talking.
最好还是停止说话。
Therefore, sometimes in spiritual advancement, there is a process, mono. Mono means not to talk.
因此有时候在灵性进步中, 有一个过程叫 mono, 意思是不说话。
Those who are too much foolish, the spiritual master orders him, don't talk, please remain silent.
那些非常愚蠢的人, 灵性导师会命令他说, 不要说话, 保持沉默。
That's all. Because if you talk, you talk simply nonsense. Why should you spoil your energy by such nonsense talking?
因为如果你说话的话, 你只会胡说八道, 为什么你要浪费你的能量来胡说八道呢?
Better stop.
最好还是停止。
The meditation is also like that also.
冥想也像那样一样。
instead of talking or doing nonsense, if one is remaining silent for some time, it is little good for him.
与其胡说八道或者做些无聊的事情，如果一个人能够保持一段时间的沉默，那么对他会有一点好处。
But this meditation and mauna, silence, is not meant for the devotees.
但是这种冥想或者 mauna 沉默并不是为了奉献者的。
They are meant for the lesser intelligent class of men.
这些是为了那些智慧较低的人的。
Devotees' business is always to talk about Krishna.
奉献者的任务是总是谈论 Krishna。
Why they should stop talking?
为什么他们要停止讲话呢？
Mauna, no.
他们要 Mauna 呢？不。
Kirtaniya Sadahari, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says that one has to chant and talk of Krishna 24 hours. Where is the question of Mauna? Silence.
Chaitanya Mahaprabhu 说，一个人应该24小时不停地唱诵谈论 Krishna。哪还有 monum 沉默的问题呢？
There is no question of silence.
不存在沉默的问题。
Silence is for those who are nonsense. Be silent. Don't talk.
沉默是为了那些无聊的人呢。保持沉默，不要讲话。
For them.
是为了他们的。
At least they practice silence means at least they stop talking nonsense.
至少他们练习沉默意味着他们能够停止胡说八道。
But those who are actually advanced, for them there is no such restriction.
但那些真正的进步的人，对于他们没有这种限制。
Vachansi vaikuntha guna anuvarnan. We should use our talking power for describing the glories of the Lord.
我们应该运用我们的讲话的能力来描述神的荣耀。
Vaikuntha guna anuvarnan, that is kirtan, that is chanting. Abhavat vayasaki kirtane.
那边是 kirtan, 那是唱诵。
Just like for 7 days, when Parikshit Maharaj was going to die, he had only 7 days left.
正如当 Parikshit Maharaj还有七天就要死了，他还有七天剩下的时间。
So 24 hours, without any eating or without any drinking a drop of water, he went on hearing from Sukadeva Goswami, and similarly Sukadeva Goswami also went on speaking Srimad Bhagavatam.
因此他24小时的什么都不吃，什么都不喝的，一滴水也不喝。持续不断地从 Sukadeva Goswami 那里聆听，同样的 Sukadeva Goswami 也是不断地讲述，不断地讲述圣灵布达瓦坦。
Sri Vishnu, Sramane Parikhi, they got, both of them got salvation, back to home, back to God.
他们两者都得到了解脱，回归家园，回归神。
How?One was hearing and one was chant.
怎么样做到的呢？一个在聆听，一个在唱诵。
This is the process. Parikshit Maharaj was hearing and Sukadeva Goswami was chanting.
这两个过程， Parikshit Maharaj 在聆听， Sukadeva Goswami 在唱诵。
And what is the subject matter? Krishna. That's it.
主题是什么呢？ Krishna. 就是这样。
So, Krishna's subject matter is so nice that simply you do not do anything. Simply hear, that's all.
Krishna 的主题是这么的美妙，你不需要做任何事情，仅仅聆听就够了。
You have God-given ear. You can hear.
你得到了神赐予的耳朵，你可以聆听。
Sit down.
坐下来。
Sane sthita srutigatang tanuvang manovi. Srutigatang, Shruti means this ear.
Srutigatang, Shruti 意思是这个耳朵。
Srautapantha, this is called Srautapantha. But getting knowledge by hearing.
这被称为 Shutapanta, 通过聆听获得知识。
Sadang prasangad mama bija sangvida, bhavanti rit karna rasayana katha. Sadang prasangad, when there is actually satsanga.
Satam prasangat 意思是说，当有真正的 satsanga 的时候。
Satsanga means this, talking of Krishna, hearing about Krishna.
Satsanga 意思是谈论 Krishna, 聆听 Krishna.
Thank you very much.
结束。